Good morning. Are you glad to be here this morning? I'm glad to be here to worship with the brethren and to hear from God what He has in stock for us today. Let us pray. Father, we want to bless your name this morning. We ask, Lord, that you chairman our gathering. We also ask, Lord, that you use me as an instrument to bring your word across to your people, that we may be nourished through your word, that we be refreshed, that we be enlightened, that at the end of this service, we'll go home rejoicing that we have been with you. Answer us, O Lord, and take all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read the word. Stand, please. Okay. We're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual but worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, and are you not worldly? Are you not like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? What after all is Paul, and what after all is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord had assigned to each his task. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes the things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This morning, the topic I want to discuss with us is spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. So, spiritual maturity is achieved through becoming more like Jesus. After salvation, every Christian begins the process of spiritual growth, but with the intent to become spiritually mature. Paul says it is an ongoing process that will never end in this life, according to Philippians 3:12-14. We have to press continually towards the deeper knowledge of God in Christ. Paul has also encouraged us to walk by the Spirit so that we will see the increase in the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. So what is Paul saying here? He's trying to let us know that we, as his children, that we need to grow. According to our text, if a child is born, that child is given baby milk. And first of all, the breast from the mom and then baby milk. 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, sometimes a year plus, the child is fed with milk. At the age of 3, 4, 5, and that child is still only taking milk, something is either wrong with the mom or with the child. Yes, a child at 5 years old, you are still feeding the child milk, or let's say breast milk or regular milk. Something is wrong. And you see the dwarfness of that child because the parent has failed to do what he or she is supposed to do. Now, as a child of God, it's understandable when you become a child of God, we feed you with the Word of God. And you read the Word of God. You embrace the Word of God. But after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you are still a baby in the Lord. Something is wrong. That's what our brother Paul is trying to let us know. That something is wrong. In the Corinthian church we are addressing, something was wrong there. That they were really turned away by what they were seeing. And that wasn't good enough. And Paul had to address that. So, my first point is, we must depart from sin, according to our text. According to our text, we have to depart from sin. Verse 1. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but worldly mere infants in Christ. Infants in Christ. Babies in Christ. Or babes in Christ. Come on. Give me a break. Can't continue in that attitude. Can't continue in that manner. To be a babe in Christ all the time. You have to change. You have to grow. Something new has to start happening. And that's why the Word of God is there for you and for me. So that I have to grow. So that you have to grow. If you are not studying the Word of God, if you are not praying enough as a child of God, something is wrong. Therefore, you or I need to wake up from my slumber, from your slumber. You need to do that. You don't have to continue in that way. And in this church, something was wrong. They were feeding the flesh so much. They were ignoring what they're supposed to do. So point there is that the Corinthian Christians were characterized as men of the flesh, as well as infants in Christ, according to verses 1 and 3 of our text. Verses 1 and 3. Verse 3, you are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not like mere men? If there's still this quarreling, there's still a lot of struggle, a lot of problems in the church. The church that's supposed to be growing, and there are demarcations, there are divisions going on, strife, jealousy going on in the church. Something is wrong. So what Paul was addressing, that something was wrong in that church. And it shouldn't be the case in this, our church too. We should grow. Haven't been in this church for all these years. Many brethren are growing, but maybe some are not growing. But I want us this morning to know that we have to start growing if we have not been growing. And how can you grow? You have to be a people of the Word. And that's why. Do you know what the Muslims call us? The people of the book. That's what they call us. The people of the book. This book cannot depart from you. So you need to read it. You need to meditate upon this Word of God all the time in order to grow. If you are not doing that, something's actually wrong. So wake up, brother. Wake up, sister. If you have not been reading the Word of God as you're supposed to, read it. Meditate upon the Word of God all the time. And something new will start happening in your life. You will not continue to be a baby. In this church, there were jealousy, strife, and division, according to verse 3. And competition towards various teachers. Some saying, I'm of Apollos. And another one saying, I'm of Paul. So Paul was saying, what do you mean? Who am I? You think that I'm superhero? That's what helped to follow me? What I'm talking about is Christ. You need to follow Christ. It's true that I planted the seed in this church. And our brother Apollos came and did what? Watered the seed. But do you know what happened after watering the seed? There was an increase. There was a growth. What brought about the growth? God brought the growth. God brought the increase. So you don't have to dwell on the person who planted the seed or on the person who watered the seed. But the person who made the seed to germinate, to grow, to produce fruit. That's the person you have to meditate upon. Not on mere men like us. We are only instruments. That's what Paul is telling the church there in Corinth. I am also telling the church here in Long Beach that we are mere men. One person may be doing one thing, another may be doing the other. We are only instruments whom God is using in order to make sure that this church of God here in Long Beach grows. Because the Spirit of God has been given to us. And he says we will receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon us. And we shall be witnesses, starting from where? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to uttermost part of the earth. So we are witnesses. You are witnesses of God. So do not shy from your work or the responsibility God has given to you. You are an instrument God is using. Do you know that it is not enough to get a certificate for whatever, a degree for whatever? If you get your certificate and you put it in your wallet or your closet, is that certificate going to do something for you? No. God has called you. God has called me for the ministry. So you don't have to hide your identity. You need to shine. There's a tract I read over 4 decades ago that says, bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you have planted. That tract had not left my mind. I try by God's grace to bloom wherever I am as a child of God. Wherever you are planted, you need to bloom there. You need to shine there. Walk upon the call of God in your life. God has called you for one purpose or the other. Mine may be different. Yours may be different. But what is important is you utilizing the call of God in your life. When you utilize it, the church of God will grow. But when you hide your identity, when you hide your certificate, your meal ticket. Your certificate is your meal ticket. Do you know that? Yes. When you get your BA, AA, whatever degree, MA, whatever degree you get, those are meal tickets. But when you get them and hide them and will not present them to where you are working, then something is wrong. And they will not employ you. Let's say they want a BA in order to get a job. and you don't have a BA, or you have it, and you say, when I give it to you, I know you're going to take it from me. Will that employer take you? No. Because you are required to show it and then start using it. So God has equipped you with the Holy Spirit, and He wants you to use the Holy Spirit of God in you. Because He says, like I said before, in Acts 1:8, that you will receive power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will be my witnesses. You are all witnesses of Christ, wherever you are. In your home, in your place of work, in your neighborhood. Do they know that you're a child of God? If they don't, starting from today, shine where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted, and God will take the glory. Amen? Not that I have already attained, or am I already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is Paul's statement in Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. He hasn't apprehended yet. He's still looking forward to getting there. Do you think you have apprehended? Do you think you have gotten everything? You are now a Christian. And yes, you are a Christian. You will now stand by and do nothing. You need to move forward. I need to move forward. I said then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. So you and I, we need to move or walk in love, walk in the Spirit. When the Spirit of God is in you, you need to walk in the Spirit. You need to move in Spirit. Do not allow the flesh to pull you down. This flesh, that's your worst enemy. Do you know that? It's my worst enemy, this flesh. But thanks be to God that God has given me a way of escape. And what is the way of escape? The Holy Spirit of God. And He says, walk in Spirit. And when you walk in Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of this flesh. You will not. When you are walking in Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Because this flesh wants everything. And that's why a lot of people, they add weight day by day, because this flesh wants them to eat whatever their body doesn't want. But when you tell your body, I'm not going to eat that today. That is soda that has 20 cups of sugar. I will not drink it anymore. You will notify what the flesh is telling you to do. And then you will not get the diabetes, or your diabetes will start dying down when you are not feeding the flesh what it wants. Likewise, the loss of this world, the flesh wants you to feed it. But when you say, I won't do that. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the kingdom. I will not satisfy the flesh. And that flesh will be killed in you. Hallelujah. We are servants while God is the master, according to verses 5 to 9 of our text. What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are fellow workers. You are God's field and God's building. So we are servants. You are a servant of God. And we have many servants of God. Those in the who are doing the work. Paid servants of God. Let me put it that way. In the house of God, there are paid servants of God, like the pastors, the regular pastors, the choir masters, choir directors, and then other people that work full time. But God has called you. The first calling of any of you here today is the call to repentance. Call to repentance. After that, then there's a call to serve God. So you may have been called to serve God. That is double calling. But the first call is for repentance. And that's why the Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So if the whole world were to accept Christ today as a Lord and personal Savior, they will receive salvation. I love this woman. Do you know the woman I want to talk about? The Samaritan woman. This Samaritan woman that Jesus spoke to at the well, and Jesus told her all about her life and how she had had 5 husbands, and that the 6th one is not her husband. How come? How did this man know? This man, aren't he a Jew? And I'm a Samaritan woman. How can he know all about me? But Jesus, being God who he is, told her that he has the living water, and that if she will accept today, salvation will come to her. This woman accepted. And not only that she accepted, she became an evangelist right away. She ran home to her people to tell them, come and see you. Somebody who has told me all about my life. He must be the Messiah. Have you gone to tell people about the Messiah? It is your responsibility. It is my responsibility to tell the world about the Messiah. We have a master. And we are servants of the master. We need to do the work our master has called us to do. Do not run away from it. Do not run away from the call of God in your life. We are servants while God is the master. Paul asks, what then is Apollos and what is Paul? The what means the focus is on their role and function, not on their personalities. He wasn't talking about their personality. It's the role that they play. You have a role to play in the church of God. You have a role to play at Longreach Alliance Church. The role you have to play is to let people know that Jesus saves. You need to do that. Don't shy from that responsibility. The Samaritan woman became an evangelist the same day she accepted Christ. Are you still being a baby Christian all these years? You don't know how to go and tell people that Jesus saves? You can start very easily. You can tell people Jesus loves them. Jesus loves me. Who is this Jesus? If it's somebody who hasn't heard about Jesus before, when you tell them that Jesus, they may ask you, who is this Jesus? Then that's an opportunity for you to speak the gospel. But many a time, we think, how can I start? How can I start? It's easy. You can do it many ways. You can tell them, I love you, and Jesus loves you too. Oh, you love me? And Jesus loves me too? They want to know more about this, your Jesus that loves you. So we don't need to stop spreading the gospel. We have to bloom wherever we find ourselves. Paul asks in his own question, verse 5, what, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom God, through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So you have to do something. Apollos and Paul, they were only teachers of the word, and people believed them. We are also teachers of the word, and people are believing us, and you don't need to stop there. We are instruments God is using. I thank God that recently we have some of our missionaries from this church that have gone to many parts of the world. Like Ginger just came back from missionary work. Jim and Jane, they are still there in South Sudan. And Chinyere came back from Nigeria. Diane and Kelly, their wings are growing to fly to France. And a host of others who are doing one type of work or the other. So you will not escape it. You need to do your own part. In your neighborhood, you can still be a living witness. You can still preach the gospel in your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself. This church is meant to do the ministry of evangelization, of reaching out to the world. And it hasn't failed. And that's why the church is growing. Even though in our own eyes, we may think that the population is not as it used to be. But when we reach out to people, wherever they are, God is the one who is recording into our accounts what we are doing. So please, my brethren, keep up the good work. It was God who assigned them this ministry. And Paul, like I said before, used agricultural analogy to describe the different ministries. Paul planted the seed. He preached the good news to them. And Apollos watered it, teaching and edifying Paul's converts. And God gave the increase, according to verse 6. So God is the one that increases whatever we are doing. So we don't have to shy from what God has called us to do. Number 3, ministers are only instruments in God's hands, according to verse 7. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything but only God. We are only instruments that God is using. Many ministries all over the world, God are using those who made themselves available to be used. God is making use of those who made themselves available. But the good part is, you may not have gone to one mission field or another, but when you are praying, when you are encouraging, when you are giving to support the work of evangelization, the work of God, wherever it is going on, you are also going to receive your reward. Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Do you know, brethren, that the work my wife and I are doing in Nigeria, you are a part of it. You are a part of that work. Because many of you are praying. Many of you are giving. Many of you are giving moral encouragement. And some people from this church have also gone with us to the mission field. You remember the Fuquays, the Kukubog, and Mastron, and who else? They went with us some years ago to the mission field. And we are still open to those who would want to go with us to the mission field. But where you are not able to go, but you are praying, or you are giving, or you are encouraging, you are part of that work of the kingdom there. And when the reward will be given to those who labored, maybe you see so many children, let me put it this way, so many black children lying behind you, telling you that you did this for me, you did this for me, you did this for me, you did this for me. You'll be saying, when did I do that? When did I see you? When did I see you do that? Man, you did it through eternal word. You have done it for them. Hallelujah. When you did it through Third Wave Mission, when you did it through Wycliffe, when you did it through Long Beach Rescue Mission, and other missions that our organization, our church is supporting, you did it for them. So do not run back. Do not shy from what God has called you to do. This Samaritan woman, she had the gospel and she had to run home to tell the people, come and see who has told me all about my life. You can also run home and tell them today that, yes, I'm going to be a part of whatever God is doing in the life of these people, in the life of this ministry, in the life of that ministry. You'll be a part of it. Or I will be praying for that ministry. Yes. God has called many people into the ministry, and you are one of them. Do not run again. If you've been thinking of running away, don't run. That brings me to verse 23. Sorry. Okay, let me read there. 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. As his divine purpose has given to us all that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, but also for the very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control kindness, and to kindness brotherly love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my brethren, we are in this business together. God has called you for one purpose, to evangelize the world. You are a witness of what God is doing. Furthermore, 1 Thessalonians 5:13, as to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace amongst yourselves. So we need to walk together peacefully. As brethren, we need to walk together peacefully. And Timothy tells us in 1 Timothy 4:15-16, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. You save yourself and those who hear you. So when you do the work of God, when you do the work of evangelism, when you do the work of praying, when you do the work of going, God has called us all for many reasons, and we cannot run away from it. So the things we need to do in order to be spiritually mature, that's the fourth point. The things we need to do include Bible reading or Bible study, prayer, fellowship, service, and stewardship. So we need to be people of the book. We need to read the Word of God. Read to show yourselves approved men and women of God. Read the Word of God to show yourself approved workers, approved men and women of God. You don't need to shy away from reading the Word of God. There are some people, they love the Bible, and their Bible is Sunday medicine. Do you know why it's Sunday medicine? On Sundays, they will bring it out and dust it, and then they will come to church with their Bible. When they go back home, they will put it away, and they will not come out again until next Sunday. They are not people who read the Word of God always. We need to read this Word. We need to be equipped with the Word of God always. Read the Word of God so that you may be equipped. But if you don't read it, you cannot be equipped with the Word of God. So, in order to grow spiritually, you need to read the Word of God. You need to pray always. Pray, and pray again. Do you know that a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian? A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. If you pray a lot, you'll be powerful in the Lord. But when you don't pray enough, you'll be Christian. So you need to pray always. And also, you need to be a child of God who does stewardship, who gives to the work of God. Remember, it is how you sow to the Word of God, that is how you are going to reap. If you sow sparingly, you will do what? Reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, how are you going to reap? Bountifully. And remember also, you need to give cheerfully. You give cheerfully. Because the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. You don't be a person. Let me give this to God. You're crying.
Your mind is not in what you are giving. When I give this to God now, I don't know if I'll get any more money. Do you think that you're going to get reward for doing that? No. God wants you to give cheerfully. Give cheerfully. And then you will receive the reward of what you have given. But when you give, and they are grumbling in what you are given. Oh, I'm sorry. You are not going to get any result. Remember the widow in the Bible? She gave her widow's mite. And Jesus observed that. But some people may have given thousands out of the abundance of what they had. But this woman gave sacrificially. And Christ commended her for giving much more than those other people that gave a lot. Because of the type of heart she used in giving. In doing God's work, you need to give cheerfully. You need to give cheerfully. Do not grumble anymore if you have been grumbling before, or if you grumbled a little bit before. No way. Stop it. Give cheerfully. So, then the other part you need to play in our spiritual maturity is service. Make yourself available. I said it before. Make yourself available. Allow God to use you anywhere He wants to use you. To go to the mission field, or to be here, or to walk around here, or in the church here. You can be an instrument whom God will be using to do His work here. Many evangelists left many years ago to different places, but we still have evangelists around us in Long Beach here, in Norwalk, in whatever city you are living. You can be an evangelist there and preach the word of God there too, telling people that God is still in the business of saving lives. Thanks be to God that as the work of God that is going on here from Long Beach Alliance Church to Long Beach Rescue Mission, which by God's grace I'm a part of those that go there once a month when we go. Some people will go. So this very month, October, when we went there at the rescue mission, God harvested souls for Himself. Do you know how many souls God harvested that day? 8 souls were saved at the Long Beach Rescue Mission. So, do not run away from the ministry. Whatever God has called you to do, wherever it is, if it's there in Long Beach or anywhere, make yourself available. God is looking for availability. Make yourself available, my brother, my sister. Don't run away. You can be a useful instrument in God's hands. Remember, Paul planted, Apollos watered. Who gave the increase? God. We are only instruments whom God is using. Wherever you make yourself available, God is going to use you to bring that increase. Don't say, I cannot do it. You can do it. The Holy Spirit of God will give you the enablement to do it. That's why the Holy Spirit is there. He will give you the enablement to do that work. And when He enables you, no one else can put you down. And when you put yourself down, remember in the Bible, let me ask that question. Who was it that said, I cannot speak? In the Old Testament, somebody said, I cannot speak. Thank you. He said, I cannot speak. But God told him what? Your brother Aaron is here. He can help you. So when you think you cannot speak, God will give you somebody who can interpret for you or say you or advise you on what to do. Don't look down on yourself. You can do it. You can do it, my brother. You can do it, my sister. You can do it. Make yourself available and you will be a useful instrument unto God. So there are many people in the Bible who look down upon themselves that they cannot do it. But after all, God used them and they became useful instruments. You can be one of such people whom God can start using from today to do his work. So as we are going to pray, with all eyes closed and all heads bowed, if you would want to become a useful instrument unto God, starting from today, and if also you think you've not made peace with Christ, that you want to make peace with him, that you would want him to start using you, just like he used the Samaritan woman, you can come forward here and we are going to pray for you. Do not be ashamed of anybody. Just make yourself available and the elders will be able to pray for you. Don't be ashamed of anybody. Come forward and we are going to pray for you. Okay, Father Lord, I want to thank you for your word has gone out and you said it will not come back to you void without accomplishing what you intended it. Therefore, this morning, Lord, I ask that you will make us to be spiritually matured men and women, boys and girls in your vineyard, in your field. Lord, please help us to be able to do the work of evangelism that you've called us, and that we have to be matured men and women, that we shouldn't be babes anymore after being in Christ for so many years. Thank you that you have heard our prayer this morning. Bless us, O Lord, as we leave this place with our bodies nourished with the word of God. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
So you were calling for us to come forward, correct?
Yes.
We're here.
Amen.
We want you to pray for us, Vincent.
Father, Lord, I want to thank you for the Palacios. Lord, they heard the message and you have touched them that they want to be more useful to you. Father, they've made themselves available and we're asking that you use them wherever you want them to go and be ministers to you. Please, Lord, you are able to do it. Thank you for the Holy Spirit of God in their lives. Thank you. We don't know the aspect of ministry you are calling them into, but you know, Lord. Equip them so that they will go out and do your divine work for you. And your name will be highly lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen.